So learning tonight, first of all, as always, will be Leila Nishmas, Binyamin Pinchas, Ben Yol Baruch. Shloishim was mamish today. Ramei Tashem, his neshama should only go Leila, Leila, and Shemayim, and the schus of the Torah, and all the unbelievable chizik that he continues to give to each and every one of us. Also want to thank Elio Baruchov and his mishpacha, and his mother probably, for bringing the Kiddush tonight. It should be a schluss for his family, and most importantly, for his brother to make the proper decision in yeshiva next year. Hamevin Yavin. So it's mamish. A very special night, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Tesava. But as we say here all the time, Vayvarach Elokim Yom HaShviva, Ekadosh Oso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, made it holy, that all Kedusha and Bracha of a week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. Mirz Hashem, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh is going to be the Hail V'yantiv. We've all been waiting an entire year for this. But all the Kedusha and Bracha of the Yantav already comes from the Shabbos, and we're Erev Shabbos, and preparing. So Mirz Hashem, all the Torah tonight should be the schus that each and every one of us should be zeiche, to tap into Purim in the deepest of ways, to tap into the panemius of Purim, and not just to enjoy the day and be simcha on the day, but carry all the simcha of the day with us, and carry all the chizik with us, that it should be a year of Purim, Mirz Hashem, Bez Hashem, it's Baruch.
Amen.
So we all know, and we're all excited to listen to the Megillah, Mir Tashem, Matei Shabbos, Sunday morning, and just forgetting about the amazing Geula and all that we have to celebrate, but just listening and relearning the story of the Megillah is so incredible. The Menahapachu of all the different episodes, Mamish seeing Yad Hashem, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating the entire storyline, from beginning to end, every little detail which seems so shver and ends up being so beautiful. There's so much that happens. That Haman, who makes this pole for Mordechai, and he ends up hanging on that pole. And then Mordechai eventually is led through the streets by Haman, the same Haman that wants to kill us all out. And so many other examples we can give. The emes is, I was learning and I saw Chacham Sofer brings down in the Taurus Moshe that most to go through the Megillah, tremendous Chidushim, tremendous Yad Hashem, but emes, they make sense. First of all, that Klal Yisrael davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brought a Gulak, that's the way of the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misavar Tfilas, and when we daven and we scream out to Hashem, Hashem brings Gula. That's the way the Rebbeinu Hashem created the world. I in the shir I gave earlier tonight on that topic, if you want to understand the koicha tefillah. And that Lamaisa in the end, Achashverosh listens to his wife, his queen, Esther, and decides to kill Haman, and decides to overturn the decree. Lamaisa was his malka, it was his queen, it was his wife. It's not so strange. So he says, what was the biggest chiddush of the whole story? The biggest chiddush of the whole story, as Chacham Sofer says, the biggest v'nahapachu of the whole story, the biggest episode of all Purim that's chutz l'teva, that's outside of teva, is that Achashverosh went and killed Vashti. That Achashverosh killed Vashti. That, he says, that was the biggest chiddush of Purim. And if we think about it, it mamish is. This is his wife, this is his love, this is his queen. He has a party for 186 days. Everything's cool, everything's beautiful. Right? He has a 180-day party, then he has a 7-day party. So 186 days, all is good. Having a great time, living it up, drinking and partying. On the final day, he gets smashed. Is Meshugana, wants Vashti to come. She's smashed as well. She answers back with tremendous azas of, you know, Gemara Megillah, Yud Beis, and Mamish making fun of her husband. And he ends up then listening to Haman and having her killed.
Mamish crazy.
And let's remember also, Achashverosh, his entire kingdom and his kingship and all the royalty was only because of Vashti. Right? Vashti was the one who had the Malchus. Vashti was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. He owed it all to her, and then he kills her because one time she doesn't come. It makes absolutely no sense. It's completely... As the Chacham Sofer says, Ha'achana l'neis hazos, the preparation for the whole neis, for Esther becoming queen because of this. Ha'isa harigas Vashti, was the killing of Vashti, v'zeh ha'yam mamash chutz l'derech ha'teva. It was completely outside of Derech HaTeva. But let's understand as well more than that. Listen closely, even take it one step further. Chacham Sofer says, Chacham Sofer explains, not only was the Maisa Chutz Derech HaTeva, let's understand the Yad Hashem in this, the Ruchnius in this. The whole Golus of Purim, the whole threat to destroy, to annihilate the Jewish nation was because of what? Because we were Nene Misudasa Shosa Russia, right? Because we went to the party. That party, because the Yidden went to that party. Now, by the way, all brought down in many different places, there was kosher food at the party. Letter of the law, could be we did nothing wrong, perhaps. But let's understand, what was that party a celebration of, as we all know? That was a celebration of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh, he knew of the Nevuah that 70 years after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. His cheshbon, the 70 years were up. No Beis HaMikdash. Let's celebrate the fact that there's never going to be a Beis HaMikdash again. And that's when he takes out the Kalim Beis HaMikdash and he wears the big Dikuna. And that we showed up at such a party, a disgrace spitting in the face of God. So the whole reason of Golus Haman, of the threat of annihilation, was that we went to the party. Chacham Sofer says it's at that very party, at that very moment in time, way before any tefillos, way before any fasting, way before any Esther or Mordechai playing a role in bringing Yeshua, way before anything, at that very moment, in the midst of the Aveira, in the lowest of low, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already orchestrating the Geula. In that moment, he's having Vashti killed to set up Esther becoming Malka and save us. Amazing. Listen to how he says it. Pashkacha yoyne liyas hachanel neis achron. This was all God's watching over us for that final neis. V'az lo Yisrael toivim. The Jews weren't good. Shari nenu b'suza shosa rasha. V'lo yoruim l'neis. We weren't fit to have a miracle. Elilis chayiv akilya. We deserved destruction. And that very moment that we rebelled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came v'heichin ha'neis ha'godol hazeh and prepared this grand miracle lahoros to teach us nosan bonim mashchisim afilu b'shoshim mashchisim bonim chavivim heim l'Hashem. This is how Chacham Sofer ends. That his children that are even going in the wrong direction and doing terrible things, even at the moment they're mashchisim, within the moment, they're beloved children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear this, guys? You know the chizik? That's it, we could stop there. And just understand and think about the chizik of Purim. And the chizik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lesson to us in Purim. Lefi the Chacham Sofer, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves so deeply each and every one of us as a child, and there's nothing we can do that cause any disconnect in that love. It's unconditional love on the highest level. In the right time with the right person to have zoicha, to mekayim mitzvah purvu and have beautiful children. And you'll understand a little bit what I'm talking about here, what the Chacham Sofer is talking about here. Because you understand when you have your own children, that your own children, there's such love, there's such ahava. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter, halavai, you have such deep desires for them to do what's right, and you daven for it. But even when they don't, you love them the same way. There's no greater ahava. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, banim atam l'Hashem l'keichem. And it's not just banim atam l'Hashem l'keichem. Not just banim atam l'Hashem l'keichem when we're doing right. That's vada, that's easy. But even when we're doing wrong. You know, the Rabbeinu Shalom here is paskening like Rav Meir. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing. He's paskening. What do I mean, paskening like Rav Meir? You know what I'm talking about, Chavrah? There's a Gemara in Kedushin. Tav lamed vav min aleph. And the Gemara says, "Banim atam l'shege melkeichem. Your children to Hashem. Bizman chatam noigim minog banim atam kriim banim. Ain't atam noigim minog banim. Ain't atam kriim banim." Divrei Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, not like what we just explained. Rabbi Yehuda says we're banim when we're doing what's right. But if we're not doing what's right, like we're nenem mesudas l'shoser rasha, we're no longer banim. We're avatim. Rav Meir Oimer, Rav Meir says, "Bein kach ubein kach atam kriim banim." Bein kach ubein kach atam kriim banim. No matter what, we're banim l'Hashem. No matter what, we're banim l'Hashem. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I saw in the Rashba that he paskins like Rav Meir here. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't look it up now. This wasn't years ago. Or about it. We learned last year. We learned Kedushin last year. Was it last year? Yeah, last year. I don't know. What's pshat? You paskining such a Gemara? Even what's pshat in such a thing? To paskin such a Gemara? No, halacha l'maisa, does anything change? What changes? There's not a discussion of machlokes in practical halacha. The Torah says, no, we need to know. We need to paskin because we need to know. We need to feel. And we every single one of us, every yid needs to know. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves us. No matter what. And there's nothing we can do to change that. And yes, each and every one of us, we have our days where we mess up. Whether it's because we're lazy, whether it's because we're a Baal Taiva, whether it's because whatever Ruach Shtus, as we spoke about last week, takes over, guess what? Hashem still loves you. Just as much. He's just waiting for you to come back. And that's, I believe, Lefidus Chlam Sofer, if that's the biggest Chiddush of Purim, that's what the whole story is teaching us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already bringing the Yeshua. Well, the refuah before the makkah. How does that make any sense, Misvara, to bring the refuah before the makkah? Makes no sense. How does he know we're going to do the proper tshuva and the proper tefillah? The Torah says he wants it so badly for us because he loves us. Even in the moment of falling, he loves us. And we have to remember this on Purim and live our lives with such chizik in our hearts. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And he'll always make sure to bring us back if we just open up our eyes and open up our hearts. And I recently read a story. Sometimes Rabban Shalom brings you stories. And I just can't stop thinking about the story. True that I shared it once already, but I share I gave this past Sunday morning to women. But you have to hear this, Chavra. I don't know if anyone listened to that one yet. You like the women sharing, no? See, I didn't say who.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Maybe his sister was at the shira, so then okay. Anyways, give hints. We can give her a muzzle. Give her a muzzle. Soid. Nichlas Yayim gets a soid. So listen to the story, Chaver. Listen to the story, Tzadikim. There was a yid in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, years ago. Mamish, a ben Torah. Mamish is a serious masmid, learning in Yeshiva Seitz Chaim. Comes 19 years old. He gives man shiduchim. Why'd he wait an extra year? I'm not sure, but okay, that's the story. That's why I can only tell you as it was. And his parents are taking all different types of calls, shiduchim, different shiduchim here, there. They finally decide it sounded very good, perfect, as shiduch of a girl from New York. So he came and he traveled to New York and he came to New York and he met the girl and you know, the kachave, they got together, I don't know, one time, two times, I don't know, whatever it was. Mazel tov! But then they start talking, where are they going to live? And see, the parents of the chassan who lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they deeply wanted that you should live in Eretz Yisrael. You guys should live in Eretz Yisrael. Of course you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. The parents of the kala who lived in New York, the parents of the kala vada wanted that you should live in New York. And they're going back and forth and discussing. It became a big machlokes. Became a very big machlokes. And then they told the couple, you guys decide. Whatever you want, you decide. But it ended up being a big machlokes between the two of them, the chassan and the kala. They weren't ready for such a discussion. You know, they just met. And lemaisa, they ended up breaking the engagement. They broke the engagement. And the chassan, the guy, he didn't know what to do now. He's in New York. He's His parents had come back to Eretz Yisrael, come back to Yeshiva, we'll figure out next Shidduch, whatever it is. But he didn't want to, he was embarrassed, he was whatever. He said he was going to stay there. And then soon after, he got a call from a friend who moved to Cleveland that he has a very good job for him. You should come to Cleveland, have a good job for you, work, you'll learn Parnassa. Well, you'll find a wife one day, don't worry, come. It's a good community, it's nice, from Yidden here. And he goes to Cleveland, and he gets this job. And at first things are going nicely, and he's fine. But then he's in that world, the secular world, and the job that he had. One day, suddenly he comes in, and his beard becomes very short, shaved to the face. The next, a week later, the pay has come off. A week later, the long coat becomes short. Then one day, the first time, it was very hard that day, but he goes into the office without his yarmulke. The next week, one day, he forgets to put on tefillin because he was running somewhere. And that turned him one day into the next day. Before you knew it, he had a business meeting Friday night. Okay, shkoyach, I'll walk there. Before you know it, completely Friday yid. Nish Torah, nish mitzvahs, no Shabbos, nothing. Mamish lost it all. His parents had no idea. He didn't want them to know. Mamish, no Rosh Hashanah, no Yom Kippur, nothing. Mamish, nothing. It's coming to Purim. It's coming to Purim. He says, how could I not have Purim? Mamish doesn't care Yom Kippur, doesn't care Rosh Hashanah, but how could I not have Purim? Emes, listen to the story, Emes. How could I not have Purim? I was going to save this story for Purim, but I didn't know if it would actually happen if I saved it. So he said, how could I not have Purim? Oh, Purim. How excited we are for Purim. So he has relatives in Crown Heights. He had relatives in Crown Heights, Chabad, Hasidim. So he decides he's going to go to there and he's going to be with them for Purim, to have Purim. And he finds his yarmulke, it's all, you know, it's folded over, he has to stretch it out and make it look like it was been worn a little bit, chvesnish, from, you know, the ones that look like they sit in the back pocket and they sit on them. Dusts this off a little bit, and he makes his way, he goes, and he travels, and he gets to New York. And he's there for Purim, and it was beautiful, it was very nice, nothing. He wasn't thinking making any changes, it was just a one-day thing, just to have a good time with his family and enjoy. It's by the Purim Suda. At one point, it was a little bit hot and whatever else. He wanted some fresh air. He goes outside in the streets of Crown Heights. And he goes outside and suddenly he sees Hasidim running. Tons of Hasidim running. So what's going on? Is there a fire? What's going on? He says, no, the Rebbe's giving Fabrengen. The Rebbe's giving Fabrengen. Come. You have to come. He's like, well, the Rebbe's giving Fabrengen. They pull him. They go. He gets to 770. And his mom has just seen, we've all seen the videos.
We watched it today.
Of course, you're watching this one, Bistama.
Yeah,
his stomach was a Purim?
Yeah.
Vada, so you saw this one. So he's there, and there's hundreds of Hasidim, thousands of Hasidim, who knows. And the Rebbe is, and they're singing, and yeah, the Rebbe is moving his arm, and it's mamish. He gets swept away, and then the Rebbe starts speaking. And the Rebbe starts talking. He starts talking about how Purim is on such a heiliga madrega, such a high madrega, even bigger than Yom Kippur. And Yidden who don't connect to Yom Kippur could connect to Purim. It could bring out panemias, bring out your insides. And he says there's some Yidden, they get lost. And they're falling. And they stop Shabbos. And they get pulled into the secular world and their job. And they think it's so important. And they don't have time anymore, so they don't put on tefillin. And he starts describing. Mommy's this Yid standing there listening. And he feels like the Rebbe is looking through him like a piece of glass. I'm just describing his downfall, step by step. And the Yid, this Yid, he's standing there like amazed, he can't believe it. But then he thinks to himself, it's not possible. He's just, you know, just coincidence. And then the Rebbe starts saying, and the, you know, the Yid, you know, the worst, what could happen, sometimes you have a Yid, he lived in Yerushalayim. He lived in Yerushalayim and then he comes to America and he starts that downfall and his family is still in Eretz Yisrael. And now Mamish details, it's like, oh my gosh, he's talking literally about me. And he starts to, but he's like, okay, but he can't really see me. So he tries to block himself off. He doesn't know what's going on. And no one knows this. So he's like, he's okay. So, and the Rebbe says, and then he thinks we can't even see him. Even though he's so close. But the Emes says we could see him. And the Emes says he's not really so close. And at that point, Mamish, this Yid lost it. He starts Mamish crying. And Can't even imagine. The Rebbe, do we know what the Rebbe was? So then the Rebbe starts making l'chaims. You know, as you make l'chaim, 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 l'chaim. And he gets up and he looks directly mamish into the einayim, into the eyes of this yid. He says, l'chaim. And he didn't have a cup. He didn't have a kais. He wasn't ready. And someone quickly, one of the Chabad sees this and gets him a cup, starts pouring him a little bit. And he pours him like a little bit, you know, a little whatever it was, vodka. What? And the Rebbe says, no, 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 more, more, more. And the Rebbe makes him, he says, until he was filled up the whole kais. Mamish, the whole cup. He says, L'chaim! And they tell, he has to drink. So he didn't really want to drink, but he drinks, first he just takes a little sip, and then the Rebbe says, no, no, no. And he makes him drink the whole thing. And the Rebbe says, Noch L'chaim! And he gives him another, and he fills up the whole cup again. And the Rebbe tells him to drink the whole cup in front of the whole Fabring. The next thing he remembers is waking up on a bench in 770, surrounded by Hasidim, the next morning. And it was only soon after that he went back to Eretz Yisrael. And today he has mamish children, grandchildren, Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, Bali Yir Shemayim. You know, for years he wanted to go back to thank the Rebbe, but he just couldn't bring himself to because Lamaisa, he was just, how could he look into the eyes of someone who looked through him like a piece of glass? He just didn't have the ability to do that. And it wasn't until a few years ago that he finally had the strength and he came to the oil and he stood by the oil. He said to the Rebbe, with tears streaming down his cheeks, thank you so much for bringing me back. So Vada, we all know, obviously the Rebbe had Kaychis, but it wasn't the Rebbe that brought him back. It was the Rebbe Nishon that brought him back. There was some Ruach Kaidish, but it's all the Eibishter. But it's the Eibishter bringing him back at a moment he was so low, he didn't do anything. He was the lowest of low. He wasn't keeping anything. No Shabbos, no Tillin, no Kashrus. At that moment, Hashem says, but I love you. And I'm going to put you in a situation that I'm going to show you I love you. Because you're my son. And I'm here for you always. And that's the koyach of Purim. To remember that Hashem loves us and Hashem is our father. Tat and Hemel always there by our side. You know, there's a tremendous connection to tzedakah and Purim. Right? There's so much. We don't find that any other Yom Tovim like this. This mitzvah matanos of Yoinim, a specific way you have to give tzedakah on Purim day. What other we find that any other Yom Tovim? We don't find such a thing. And kol aposhu yad nois in law. So much tzedakah going on. Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful, wonderful. More so by Purim than any other Yom Tovim. Anything else? What pshat? This is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Yudam and Aleph. Listen to this, tzaddikim. You understand the mitzvah tzedakah on Purim maybe for the first time. The Gemara says, Shal Tranis Raipis Arash, yes, Rabbi Akiva. Tranis Raipis Arash, yes, Rabbi Akiva. Im Elokechem Oivaniyim, Mibne Ma, Eno Mefarnesim. If God loves poor people, God loves every Jew, why doesn't He support them? Why does He make us give them tzedakah? Amr Lake, they should need to Anu Behem Medina Shoganim. So He says back, because Hashem wants to give us the opportunity, the schuz, for the mitzvah, so that we can be saved from Gehenim. We could give tzedakah, they'll still be supported, and now we get mitzvah, it's better. Amr Lei, so he says back to him, I don't want to read the whole Gemara title, it'll take time, I'll just tell it to you. So he says back to him, what do you mean? He gives a mashal. Tzernis Ropa says a mashal to Mekiva. He says, imagine the king throws someone in jail, who Mamish did wrong, he throws him in jail, and it says, no one should give him to eat, no one should give him to drink, and then you go and give him to drink, and give him to eat. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? The king's going to be very upset at you. The king put him in jail. He shouldn't eat, shouldn't drink. And you're going to go do it? You're going against the melech, against the king. So he's so to here. The king decided this individual should be thrown into jail. This individual doesn't deserve parnasa. And you're going to go and support them? The melech is going to be angry. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, you have it all wrong. You know why you have it all wrong? That's if the person thrown in jail is an Eved. The person is an Eved of the king, of course, then he doesn't want anyone helping him if he's thrown into jail. But imagine the following mashal. Imagine the king has a son. The king has a ben. and the son does something wrong, and therefore the king has to punish the son, and the king puts the son in jail, and then you go and help the son, and you bring the son to eat, and you bring the son to drink, that king's going to be so happy with you. Even though he has to teach his son a lesson, he wants his son to have food, he wants his son to have drink. And Rabbi Kiva says to Trinisropas, we're not avadim, we're banim. We're children of the Eibishter. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us supporting each other, wants us giving tzedakah. And vada, what ends up happening, we see through this Gemara, is that we paskin ultimately, like we do by Rav Meir, Ben Kachel, Ben Krat, Kriim Banim. That's what comes out at the end of the Gemara. If you see, you read a little vaita over there, because it goes through that Rabbi Trinisropas says back, that's if you're not doing the right son of Makom, you're avadim. But the teretz is in the end, Rabbi Kiva says, no, even then. He brings a raya from a pasuk. Even then, we're banim. Meaning, this is the Trinisropas and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Machlik is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. And we paskin, as we said, like Rabbi Meir, Ben Kachel, Ben Kachel, Kriim Banim, like Rabbi Kiva. But where is this shown? Which mitzvah specifically brings out the point that we're banim la'Hashem lokechem always? Specifically the mitzvah tzedakah. And that's why Hashem wants us giving tzedakah to others. Because if we're avadim, we shouldn't be giving. Then he'd be upset at us, like Trinisropas says. So we're all banim to Hashem. And if we're banim to Hashem, Hashem loves us. And Hashem just wants to give to us. That as well, we know, right? Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Yedzayin Bez, Darshan, Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Mahanar, Hashem, Hashem, why Hashem, Hashem? Why Hashem, Hashem, Chavra? Hashem lifnei achet, v'Hashem la'achar achet. Same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us the same way before the chet, and Hashem loves us the same way after the chet. Because we're his banim. We're his banim, and that's the story of Purim, how we described from the Chazam Sofer. Hashem wants us to know he loves us no matter what. He wants us to feel that chizik. By the way, Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is Gematria 26. Second Hashem is Gematria 26. What's 26 plus 26? 52, Gematria Ben. Hashem's showing us we're his son. So I love you before, I love you after, I love you always. Oh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's what we're defining. That's what Purim's all about. And to feel that love. And let's take it another step further. Listen, Chavra. I had the biggest chus this week. Everything, the Ribbono Shel Olam brings everything in the right time. You know, so I've been learning different svarim for Purim, Vada. And the other night, I think maybe it was Monday night, Tuesday night, I was learning in the Beis Medrash over there. And I was learning, I've been learning through the Ber Chaim and Purim, I've been learning through, so trying to find the pieces I haven't learned yet in Shvi'i Pinchas. It's a little bit hard, but I can't go through Yontif without Shvi'i Pinchas. I mean, hard to find the pieces I haven't learned tonight. A few other Svarim, I've also the Gamliel Sefer and Purim, Tiva Purim, been learning. And I see on my shelf a Sefer that I've had for a while, but I never really opened. I have to ask him a chila, but I think it was maybe about 2 years ago, Chesky Schreier was when, it must have been even longer than when he used to come to Shir, so it's already before he's married. And so he was over, as he was every Thursday night for a very long time, and he told me he had this sefer with him. It's called Oyer V'Simcha. It's by Rav Horowitz, who's a great grandson of the Rapshitzer, Mtali Rapshitzer. And he says, Rebbe, it's amazing, you have to learn this. And he left it for me. And MS, for whatever reason, I just never got to it. And it's been sitting on my shelf. And it sat on my shelf in the old bias. And now it made its way to this bias. And the first time I really pulled it off to really learn was this week. And there's only a few pieces on Purim. But it, Mamish, I've been tanting all week because of the Sefer. And I owe tremendous akars hatov to him. So you never know when you give someone something and yet everything's b'shatov mitzlachas. Everything's the right time. It was meant for now. So this Torah is from there. Listen, Fals Chavro. Mamish, there's a Torah in there. I'm trying to say for Purim. We'll see. We'll get there. About Purim and Mikvah, that has to be for Purim. But this Torah listens, Fals. You ready? Gemara and Brachos. Did we bring it in Purim? You know this Gemara and Brachos. Gemara and Brachos, Dalam and Beis tells us that in all of Ashrei, we know there's no nun that starts any pasuk. Why? Because Nun represents our nefilah, our downfall, based on the pasuk that's brought there in the Gemara, that Klal Yisrael is going to fall and not get up. So Ashrei is praising Hashem, it's all Shevach, it's all good, we don't want any difficulty. However, comes along David HaMelech and still brings in Nun because it says, Eshtomech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim, that we always can lean on Hashem. Right? We all know it's Gemara. Listen as follows. Mamish, listen to the Ramaz. Yeah, you ready? Mamish, Purim's going to be different. Listen. So Haman had an eitz. And how tall was it?
None.
Right? It was 50 amos. Why? Because he wanted to bring her a nefila. And it was specifically an eitz, because eitz is gematria. No, eitz is gematria 160. Exactly gematria, nafal. Meaning what? Bring us down. So he had 50 amos high, which is gematria the nun, and it was an eight because he wanted to bring the nefila. But David HaMelech comes and says, Klal Yisrael is never going to fall. Because Sameich Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, as we're saying tonight, even when we fall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to lean on. Even when we fall and we're so low, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're my son and I'm here for you and I'm going to bring you up. And that, like he did to that Chabad Chassid. So comes on later in the end of the Megillah. In the end of the Megillah, who ultimately saves the day a little bit? Besides the Mordechai and Esther, who's the hidden character of the Megillah? Charvona. Right? Charvona. The Charvona comes along. Charvona comes along, and what does Charvona say? Listen closely, Chevra. Charvona says, where is it? Hold on a second. Charvona comes along. Vayomer Charvona. Vayomer Charvona echad min asarisim lefnei hamelech. Gam hinei ha'eitz asher asa Haman l'Mordechai. Asher dibur tov al melech o mebeis Haman gavoh chamishim ama. Vayomer melech tulu olav. Vayilu es Haman al eitz. So Chavona says, take that same pole, that same eitz, nafal, that Haman wanted to bring our downfall, there was nun, gam, and what's the lashon? It's interesting, very strange lashon that he uses. He says, that pole, gam hine ha'eitz. Why didn't Chavona just say, ha'eitz asher asa Haman? What gam hine ha'eitz? Hine is gematria 60. Samach. So mech Hashem l'chol anoflim. That which you wanted to be nafal, we have a smich, we can lean under Ribono Shel'olam. And that's why he says, not only does he says, gam hine. Gam, what's gam? Gam is gimel mem. Three times mem. What's three times mem? 120. Samach b'miloy. If you say the whole word, samach mem chaf, is exactly 120. Meaning what? Gam hine, gam gimel pam mem and hine the samach. Don't say there's going to be nefila because what? There's soimeich Hashem l'chol anoiflim. Get rid of Haman. There's no such thing as nefila for Klal Yisrael. We have an Eibishter that loves us. And Achashverosh mekabel. Now Achashverosh mekabel. You go back a little bit. You go back a little bit to the whole episode. He finds out what goes on. Miuzev Ezehu. And then this strange thing happens. The Melech, he goes out to what? He goes out to Ginas HaMelech. He goes out to Ginas HaBisan, right? He goes into the garden of the palace. He comes back from the garden, and that's when he finally is angry because he sees that Esther, that Haman fell on Esther. We all know the story, right? What's this whole business going on to Ginas HaBisan? Why? He could have just told us if he needed, he was angry, so he went out. Just say he went outside. What is Ginas HaBisan? Ginas is Gematria 453. Exactly, gematria soimeich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Meaning, what was it? That moment in time when everything was being flipped around, when that eitz that was nun ama is being destroyed because it's going to be soimeich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. So he goes, ginas gematria soimeich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Exactly, 453. If you take the gematria of Haman plus eitz. Haman plus 8 is exactly 255, which is gematria. I should have told you this earlier. Gematria Rina.
No way.
Rina. Wow. This is for reens and beans for the Sheva Brachos. Reens and beans, gematria Purim, Lefi Ichamatl. I didn't think about it yet, but I trust him.
It's true. Yeah,
but Rina is gematria 255. Because we take that 8 and we put Haman on that 8 in the end. And we have what the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ba'avoid Risha Imrina. when we the downfall of the Rishon, there's Rina, there's Simcha, and there's Bracha. When you have the eights with Haman, Bez Hashem. Because we have Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim. Now it's interesting, it's specifically the Samach that we refer to. Because what's Samach? Samach is 60. And we know everything's Batal B'Shishim. Meaning all the Nefila that you think is there, when you have the Rabbon Hashem Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim, it's all good. The Sefer brought down, this, the Alta Einikol of the Rav Shittur brings down, that in all of Tanakh, and I'm trusting him, as it says, in all of Tanakh, Mordechai, the name Mordechai is brought down 60 times exactly. Samach. The name Haman, exactly 50 times. None. Mordechai comes and says, Soymech Hashem l'chol hanoiflim. Haman is Nun. Haman is Nefila. Nun happens to be also Gematria Tameh. It's all Tumah. But we want to get rid of the Tumah. We have to be Batal B'Shishim. We have to Batal B'Shishim, Soymech Hashem l'chol hanoiflim. And we have to destroy Amalek. Now when we destroy Amalek, we're not finished, Chavra. We're not finished, Chavra. Listen, he goes. You following? You all following? This is for Purim. This is a special Torah for Purim. If you look in Parashas Bishalach, so when we destroy Amalek, so we build Vayiva Moshe Mizbeach, and what's the name of Mizbeach? Hashem Nisi. What's Nisi Gematria? 120. Hashem, the way to defeat Amalek is to recognize Samach, recognize the Samech Hashem L'chol Anoflim, that we're all good. A Nun happens to be, by the way, a Nun happens to be the 14th letter. Nun is the 14th letter in the Aleph base. 14 is Yad. Yad is Yedei Esav. Hayadayim Yedei Esav. The Nun, the Fila, is Yedei Esav. Comes along Yaakovina, says, Hatileni na miyad Esav. Hatileni na miyad Esav. Hatileni na miyad Esav. If you take the letters from Aleph until Nun and add them up, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, till Nun, it's exactly 195, which is exactly Matria Hatileni. Hatileni from this Nun. Hatileni, save me from this Nun. Save me from the Nun. How you save from the Nun? We save from the Nun, Soymech Hashem L'chol Anoflim, by believing that Hashem is always there for us. By the way, the Rosh Tevos of Haman is Hatileni Namiyad. Hatileni Namiyad, save me from this Yad. Get rid of this Haman. You hear? Now how are we going to do it, Chevra? So Lamaisa, we all understand, and if you followed all that, then Mamish, it's all one you say, and it's really all the Chassam Sofer, just Baram Azim, and what the Chassam Sofer taught us, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we're Chaviv today, Bishter, and that's why at the Suda, when we messed up, this Harigas Vashti, which made no sense. At the Suda, when we deserve all the goals, Hashem's already saving us, because He loves us so much. And we have to believe that. But what do we do with that? How do we destroy Yadayim Edei Esav, this Yad, this Nun? How do you destroy? So the famous, we all know the Medrash, on the words, HaKol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav, Bizman Shakol Yaakov, when there's a Kol Kol Yaakov, Ein Yadayim Yedei Esav. Meaning what? When we have the proper Kol, which is the Kol of Torah and the Kol of Tefillah, when we have the proper Kol in the base Medrash, when we're steiging and we're learning properly, Yadayim Yedei Esav is gone. Because the Avodah is to say what? The Avodah is once we recognize and open up our eyes to Purim and see that Hashem loves us so much and He's by our side every single moment. Even when we're so low. So we rededicate to Him by sitting and learning His Torah. That's how we connect to Him. So listen to this. If you take Gematria, HaKol Kol Yaakov is exactly 453. Exactly Gematria, Semeich Hashem L'chol Hanoiflim. Meaning what? You want to defeat the Nun, defeat the Haman, it has to be through HaKol Kol Yaakov. Once you see that Hashem is always there, that we could always lean on, we have to connect to His Torah, HaKol Kol Yaakov, and then there's no Yadayim Deisav, there's no Nun, that 14th letter of Yad. And that's why now we could understand why after going through the Heilige Yont of a Purim, going through the Heilige Yont of a Purim, and seeing Yad Hashem, and seeing that Hashem loves us so much and He's by our side, He's taking care of us, even when we're so low, what's the end result? Kimu mashikib l'kfar. A reacceptance of the Torah. That's what we come to. Because then we need a Kol Kol Yaakov to really connect to Hashem. And then we'll have Soymech Noflim. If you take a mattress, soinech noiflim, without the vav, which in Tehillim, kum, kuf, mem, hey, it's written like that. Soinech noiflim, without the vav in noiflim. It's exactly Gematra 336. Exactly Gematra Purim. Soinech noiflim. So now we understand, Chevra. Now we understand what a Heilige, beautiful Yantav we're excited for, we're getting into. We're getting prepared for the Heilige Yantav of Purim, where we're going to see and understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us always. Vada, when we're doing what's right, when we're oisin ratzon shemakom, but even when we're ain oisin ratzon shemakom, we paskin, bein kach u pein kach krim banim, Hashem, 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 lufnei achev, Hashem, la'achar chet. We're banim to Hashem. If we're banim to Hashem, let's learn His Heilige Torah, and let's reach that point where we understand, so meich Hashem l'chol anoiflim, until we're zoiche to obliterate all the nuns of the world, and all that's bringing us down, begashmi and beruchni, until we're zoiche, not just to the geula Purim, which is a kati avde achashver shanan, but the geula shlema b'mheru v'emenu b'ez Hashem is bar.
Amen,
you follow the Muslim, Chevra?
Yeah.